Live from Los Angeles, the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars are always
shining. I am Parker Joe, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Boccaccio. I have been looking forward to this show. I know I say that a lot, but seriously, because I also say, don't listen to your heart. Now, I say that tongue in cheek, but I can't wait to get into this conversation with our guests because they're all about going with being in the flow and our inner flow or outer flow. We're going to talk about all that, intuition and all that. And so I'm going to explain it. I can almost just feel I know they're going to want to jump in. But, you know, I have so many clients that tell me about how this was bad and this was bad and this was bad and this was bad. And then I say, what about doing something like this or making a suggestion? No, my heart tells me not to do that. And I'm not, definitely not suggesting that they do what I do. But I am thinking they're not actually listening to their heart, because if that was wrong and that was wrong, who were they listening to then? And when I asked them, they said, well, my heart told me this and my heart told me that. And it's interesting because I've been watching this a lot, actually, and on television I hear people use the word, my intuition tells me, and then we find out right away they're wrong. So what is their intuition actually really saying? And I suspect it's not what they think it is. So I can't wait for our guests to share with us what intuition is, how we tap into it. For those of us who think we're listening to our intuition, who think we're listening to our heart, who think we're listening to our gut. I've said that too. I've had clients say, well, my gut says, I'm like, stop listening to your gut. Because what I think we're going to talk about is when you really get tuned in, you know, and it's no longer this, I think stuff. You know what? Let's just stop right there. Let's suspend all disbelief. And I can't wait to get into the conversation with our guests, Justin Fairman and Jackie Nechtel. And a little later on, live music with Josefina Silveira, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Boccaccio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @The Life Changes Show.
Okay, we're ready to get into it. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and your co-host is Mark Lejeur.
And get into it we are. And I feel like I started getting into it a couple of days ago, because all of a sudden, all sorts of things related to flow were showing up by friends and posts and things that correlated with your monologue tonight. And I can't think of a more important conversation with mm-hmm. what's going on in the world and the lack of control that many people feel than tonight's show. So super excited.
Me too. And we've called the show Cutting Edge Tools for Unlocking Human Potential and Flow. And that comes right out of the work that our guests do, Justin Fairman and Jackie Nechtel, who are Flow Masters and co-founders of Flow Consciousness Institute. Welcome, Justin and Jackie, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you. And I know you didn't know I was going to start like that. So did you cringe as soon as I said, don't listen to your heart?
Man, I was like, he's putting us through the ringer. Jeez.
Yeah.
Over here.
Because they're not listening to your heart. And I know you do exercises to help people get into their heart or whatever. So let's go.
Okay. So you want us to comment on your initial statements here?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right, so going right for the finish line. It's a good point. We don't actually really refer to intuition as the heart. We don't do that intentionally because it's more complex than that. So I think we agree with you in the sense that, a lot of times when people think that they're listening to their hearts, they're actually listening to a type of intuition that we call associative intuition, where we prefer, generally speaking, non-associative intuition. And so associative intuition is basically, classic Freudian definition of intuition. It's your unconscious that basically is trying to make a best guess at whatever the thing it doesn't know is based on all its past learning and experiences. So it's basically running the data filter and saying, what have I seen in the past that looks like this? And maybe I can use that to make a good guess about the thing. So that's associative intuition. And that is, what people default to a lot of times when they don't have enough information in a situation. What we're more concerned with and focused on and helping people master is what we call non-associative intuition. And this is an intuition that operates via different means than associative intuition. This is intuition that basically operates more on a quantum or non-local nature. And so it's actually parts of your mind and your consciousness that are actually reaching out across space and time and picking up data that's not local to your own mind. And this is where intuition gets a lot more accurate. And where you start to have, people that are able to, do things like remote viewing and are able to accurately read into the future or guess huge strings of numbers, they're using this type of intuition. And that's what we like to train people in.
Yeah. And the thing is, we all have that innate inborn capacity and we're conditioned out of it. And so we're trained to think things through and to rationalize and strategize. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's definitely a place for it. But we say for your intuition to inform your logic and your reason. And the reason being, intuition is quantum, which allows you to make these exponential leaps where your rational linear mind can only see a sliver of the possibilities that are actually there. Mm. And the thing is, we forget how to tap into that body wisdom that we have in these felt sensations and get caught up in our minds all the time. But it's something that we can definitely relearn and learn how to use, and it becomes really a superpower.
Jackie, I love that we all have it, at least we come with it. And Justin, I really love how you're saying how something's getting in the way. And I've heard the two of you talk about one of the things that gets in the way is it emotions? Is that what you refer to?
Well, yeah, emotions don't necessarily get in the way. They're just often confused. It's a different signal in the nervous system. So people will interpret a pure felt sensation in the body. So if they're experiencing, contraction or heaviness or, like a dark energy, they might interpret it as fear based on their beliefs and their perceptions. And so that's a sign that they've gone up into the mind and have interpreted this data set that they're getting and labeled it with an emotion. So when you're operating from intuition, we teach people to really just tune into the pure energetic signature and the felt sensation without labeling it. So the things that get in the way are often having a lot of distortions and noise in the nervous system from unprocessed emotions, but also different trauma imprints and things, or, you know, a lot of EMFs or toxins in the nervous system can also block your capacity to tap into that pure felt sense.
Since the two of you are there, I'd hate to jump in case Justin wants to add to that, because this is good.
Yeah, sure. I'll add to it. I mean, like the core thing that we teach people to differentiate from with intuition, or one of the core things is like Jackie's saying, is like the difference between a felt sense and the emotion. Because once you're in an emotion, you've basically taken a felt sense, you've interpreted it and judged it on some level, and now you're getting an emotional response. And so when you're getting emotions, sometimes they can, you know, like if you're getting an intuitive yes, you might also get excited about it, and you might also feel joy about it and different emotions about it. But we really teach people to like get meditative when they're first learning how to use intuition really masterfully. We tell them to get meditative, to, you know, take a few deep breaths and really quiet down the mind, quiet everything, and just pay attention to how you're feeling, because that's the purest data we can get from our intuition, is really how we're feeling. And you can combine that with mental data as well. And this is what Jackie was saying, is that we basically tell people to use their intuition to verify their thoughts. So I made a post about this the other day. If your thoughts and your intuition are disagreeing with each other, tread carefully. But if your thoughts and your intuition are on the same page, then you've got best of both worlds. Yes. And that's when you're likely to have the most success.
You know, I learned something, a valuable lesson. I remember getting into a relationship with someone where I remember saying, this feels like home. And then later on, years later, realizing that the home I was feeling was the parts of home I didn't like. Jackie, you brought me there in the sense of the interpretation of what we're feeling.
Right. Yeah. And so often that happens, and that's trauma bonding. And so those unresolved emotional wounds and trauma imprints that we have throughout our nervous system can keep us from our pure intuition. And so people think, oh, well, you know, if I'm following my excitement and my intuition, what if that leads me to eat a whole box of donuts or do something really impulsive and dangerous? And the thing is, your genuine intuition will never lead you to do that. But when you have these unresolved patterns, you might mistake that for the felt sense.
Or what I would say too, as well, and this is kind of ticking it up another level from just the conversation on intuition, is that your intuition will lead you towards the experiences that you need to have, not necessarily experiences that you want to have. And that's a huge and super important distinction, because, you know, another core piece of what we teach is that, you know, reality, your experience of life and your personal reality is reflecting back to you the gestalt of all the different beliefs and experience and past experiences you've had. And so basically, you know, you get an experience like you're talking about, where you followed your intuition, but it led you into an experience where it was all the parts of home that you didn't like. But you can't deny that that also brings up all kinds of unresolved things that, that needed to be seen. And you often, more than likely, I'm assuming that you probably made some positive life choices after that, and maybe adjusted how you were living. So even though initially it may have been a little bit challenging, your life got better as a net positive afterwards. And this is a key piece with intuition, is that intuition is optimizing for our long-term success. It's optimizing for us to step into our highest potential. And so sometimes that means we have to face things that are a little uncomfortable in order to let that go, so we can really emerge into all we're capable of.
You know, my my intuition is telling me I love this conversation so much that I really wish I could have it for the next 5 hours. Like I know at the end of the show, it's not going to be enough, but it is for now going to be what it is. And those who want to continue following Justin and Jackie and learning more about them, of course, you can go to their website, flowconsciousnessinstitute.com. And then if you go to the Life Changes show page that we've created for them, you'll find all of Jackie's contacts and Justin's contact, where you can follow them on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram, etc. We're going to be back with them after this and a little later on, live music with Josefina Silveira, all on the Life Changes show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Filippo online with Mark Lejeune, and we are having a conversation with Justin Fairman and Jackie Nechtel from Flow Consciousness Institute, or not from, co-founders of, I should say, and they are Flow Masters. So, Flow Masters, how did you all get so smart?
this is something that we're passionate about, and we've just been living, you know, through direct experience for a long time, and we've had 10 years, you know, to gather data and to, you know, make our case for this. And we've, you know, we've worked with over 10,000 people worldwide, have been through either our programs or our workshops or talks. And so we just have a lot of real world data as well, you know, to back up what we're saying and to show that this really works. So, yeah.
And we just geek out on all of these things, you know, ancient wisdom, neuroscience, psychology. We're down all the rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Speaking of down the rabbit holes, you talk about flow. So definitely want to know what flow is. And then you break it up into inner and outer, which I've never heard before. So it'd be interesting if we can touch on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, there's different types of flow in our perspective. Classically, most people have heard of flow states. And, you know, these have been popularized recently by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi and, you know, become the domain of, you know, big wave surfers and CEOs and professional athletes, very, very enticed with these kind of things. And flow states are great. You know, they're altered states of consciousness in which we feel our best, perform our best, you know, have heightened creativity, heightened performance, heightened intuition to some extent, and they're pretty incredible. The only thing with flow states is that they're inherently temporary, and, you know, they represent one end of the flow spectrum. Just like you have states of consciousness, you also have stages of consciousness. So flow consciousness is on the stage end of flow, and it's really It's a way of being. It's a way of life. We call it a new operating system for your mind or your consciousness. And it's really an accelerated path to living your full potential, and requires you to actually make shifts in how you see yourself and how you see the world. It's not like flow states where you're designing conditions and setting up conditions to trigger you into flow state. This is really about how you're being and how you're living your life and making sure that those are aligned with flow.
Yeah, in a way, it's the opposite of setting up conditions. It's about stripping away all of the conditioning that we have, that we've taken on, all of this programming that keeps us stuck in lack, limitation, scarcity, fear, all of these things that keep us operating from our pure potential. And so once you do all of that, you tap into that place that's really your essence and your true nature, which is limitless, which is infinite. And so, you know, when you're in this place of living in flow consciousness, it's a way of being. And so it encompasses these flow state experiences, but it's an ongoing, perpetual way of being.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of those ways is inner and one of them is outer.
Yeah, right. So inner flow basically is everything that's going on within what we perceive of as inside of our consciousness. You know, on some level, there's not really any separation between inner and outer. But for all intents and purposes, inner flow is a domain of the mind, the domain of the emotions, domain of our perception, our consciousness, right? Our internal experience. And outer flow is the domain of what we're doing out in the world, what actions we're taking, what decisions we're making, how we're navigating external reality. And so there's different practices and principles and ways to optimize each part of our experience for greater flow. So to get into the highest levels of flow, you have to do the inner flow work. Mm. And you have to live by the outer flow principles and practices. And then you bring both into harmony and balance, and then you emerge into the highest levels of flows that you can.
Is inner flow, does it include how you feel about, like, something could be happening that's very cool for us on the outside, but on the inside we think, oh, this is bad?
Yeah, so inner flow is really our beliefs and our perceptions and the lenses which we're viewing our reality, which are creating an experience of either flow or one of struggle and suffering. And so the inner flow aspect has to do with reprogramming at the deepest levels, at the mental, emotional, energetic, and physical level, all of the limiting beliefs, emotional patterns, trauma imprints, the things that are keeping us from operating in our pure potential.
Right. And so like to speak to the example that you were saying, you know, everything's inherently neutral, and based on our beliefs and our perception, we'll assign it a meaning, and then that determines our emotional reaction to it. So whatever experience you were referencing, you could have an experience like, you know, for example, just to use something that's really relevant, you know, if you're a Biden supporter, you're ecstatic that Biden won. And if you're a Trump supporter, then you're, you know, you're not so ecstatic that Biden won. Same experience, Biden, you know, is it seems like it, at least right now. Biden may be the next president, but completely different reactions. Some people are in joy, some people are in anger, but it's still the exact same situation. So your perception is what determines how you feel about something. And ideally, you know, in terms of intuition, it would be great if your internal perception and your intuitive signals match up. But that's part of what we help people correct, is to get everything into alignment so that there's not all these conflicts with what's going on outside of them and inside of them, and it becomes more of a unitive experience.
Yeah, and you get to use your emotional state, your reactions to things, as a feedback mechanism to start to reverse engineer and pick apart all of the beliefs and perceptions that are really at the core of that reaction. So then you're empowered to actually change it.
Mm. So in your mastery class, you have a flow mastery training that you offer online. It's actually you do a free 2-hour masterclass, right?
Yes, on our website.
On your website, and that's at flowconsciousnessinstitute.com. And then from there, people can then go on to do the flow mastery training, which is 20 hours of content.
Roughly, yeah.
We recommend people consume it, you know, at their leisure.
Okay.
You can binge watch it too. Yeah, if you love the Netflix style, you can do that too.
It sounds like a lifetime of work for you all, and you've condensed it into this. So far, it's probably going to grow. But part of that is three keys to flow state, or how is it that you all say?
Flow consciousness.
So I was looking at the three keys to living in flow, how to put an end to struggle, suffering, and self-doubt. Sounds great. And unlock effortless expansion, growth, and success in your life and business. Okay. Sign me up. So what are the three keys that we can touch on?
Yeah, so we started talking about a couple of them already. Right. One of the key things is this inner domain of flow, right? And so that's what we basically do is we do a thorough house cleaning of any and all limiting beliefs that are basically originating struggle and suffering in reality. We do the same thing for emotional blocks and traumas, right? The limiting beliefs and emotional traumas are the primary culprits for struggle and suffering in someone's life. You know, you hear all these spiritual masters and non-dual teachers talking about oneness and all this stuff. And, you know, that's ultimately the goal, but we don't get there by just meditating all day. We get there by going in and like actually looking under the hood of our mind and saying, well, what are the things that are stopping us from being here in the first place? Instead of trying to climb up a mountain of limiting beliefs so we get to the very top and stake our flag in unity. It's like, hey, it's actually a lot easier if you just start getting rid of these limiting beliefs, and then there's no mountain to climb. You just find yourself in that state. And so we take people through a thorough house cleaning to let go of all of that and replace it with what we call flow or reality enhancing beliefs. And these are belief structures that actually lock us into a reality where we can start to experience flow, where instead of us, like reality being a series of endless moments of struggle and suffering punctuated with moments of beauty and joy, we actually get to a place where it feels like life's conspiring in our favor, because now we're basically, living in a much more Zen Taoist frame where we don't see life as our enemy. We don't see challenges as obstacles, but really things that are conspiring in our favor. And then that, takes our stress levels down and we start to enter into these expanded states of consciousness.
And the thing is, we all have these beliefs, and we have hundreds or even thousands of these beliefs, mostly buried deep in our subconscious. So we're only aware of, a tiny percentage of these beliefs. But what we've done over the last decade is take the time to really map the unconscious and catalog hundreds of these core beliefs that we found are the ones that are most insidious, that are creating the most struggle and suffering that we all have some flavor of, whether it's I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I don't belong, I'm a fraud, I'm an imposter, I'm not blank enough, fill it in with whatever. And, things like that, that are really running beneath the surface, that are creating our emotional experience of reality, that influence our thoughts, that influence our decisions, our actions, and ultimately the results that we get in life. And we're not even aware of it. So the first step is really making the unconscious conscious and bringing that awareness to it and seeing how with a shift in these beliefs and perceptions, we can actually liberate ourselves.
Actually, I like that shift in belief and perceptions. When we come back, actually, I'd like to jump to something that I also think is key here, because I just get a sense that people could say, yeah, but they don't know my situation, or they don't have this, or, I have this going on in my life and they don't. So what you all suggest is like counterintuitive, which is the point, I think. Right. And or is like it, that would be magical, or that would be impossible. But that is exactly where the realm where I think you all are guiding people towards, to that realm where those impossible things become possibles. When we come back, hopefully we can address that with our guests. Justin Freeman and Jackie Nechtel, who are co-founders of Flow Consciousness Institute. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Their names are, everything is spelled out on our Life Changes Show page, but you can find them in general, flowconsciousnessinstitute.com. In our next segment, we're going to be joined by Dorothy for our Ask Dorothy question as well. And then a little later on, live music with our musical guest, Josefina Silveira, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter, Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We are back, and this is Filippo online with Mark Lejeune. We're having a conversation with Justin Freeman and Jackie Nechtel of Flow Consciousness Institute. And Justin and Jackie, so before we went on a break, I was thinking, you know, how some of where you're suggesting we can live seems impossible from a certain perspective, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It cut out a little bit, so if there was more to the question, maybe you can repeat it.
Oh no, well, it seems impossible from a certain perspective, but you're saying from a perspective, there's no way that we can see the impossible happening, right? And that's what we're trying to get out of. You can't hear me.
You mean, you know, Essentially, any belief you have becomes self-fulfilling prophecy. And so if you, at a very basic level, if you believe it's possible, there's at least a chance. If you believe it's possible because of the phenomenon of confirmation bias, you're going to continually, your brain's going to default, by default, is going to continually search for evidence that this is not true. And even in the face of evidence that it is possible, will oftentimes reject that evidence. And so it's very unscientific because, you know, that's just how confirmation bias operates. So what we help people do is to expand that, to step beyond it, or to, at the very peak of the pyramid, really, is to get confirmation bias working in their favor. And it's actually possible to do that. And that's when things really get interesting. And this is why we say that, you know, we help people live beyond what most other people believe is possible, because it's actually true. Most people have a very limited perception of themselves in the world that's been inherited from their friends, family, culture, religion, science to some degree. And that causes them to put themselves in a glass box, you know, where they think that they see everything. But the truth is that they bump their head against the ceiling when they really try and attempt anything super extraordinary.
Yeah, so it's really widening the aperture to include more possibilities and starting with those beliefs that ultimately will sabotage them. So right away identifying, you know, when people start to say, yeah, that's great, that works for you, but I can't do that because I have kids or I have a job or I have a, you know, my leg doesn't work or whatever it is, you know, those are the places to start.
Yeah.
Well, you know, speaking of, I have a job. I know that you work with a lot of business people and businesses, and that you've been featured in Fast Company and in Forbes magazine. So the thought goes to, we're talking about something that's very potentially philosophical, and won't it be nice if this is how people lived? But people are using this to make money. And how did those two things come together?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, everyone's living from a philosophy, whether or not they realize it. And most of the time, it's not their own. And most of the time, it's a philosophy that's not been questioned. And so what we've done, and this is you know, where our past experience and research comes in, is that we've both through our own experience and studying the habits and the philosophies of people who have been extraordinarily successful. I mean, literally some of the most successful and influential people in history, we've found that there's common threads there. And, you know, when we first had this experience of being in flow, we're like, okay, something's going on here that's very different than what most people experience. And then it was we spent a long time gathering data and having our own experiences and talking to other people on this wavelength, and then doing a lot of analysis of people that were having these really extraordinary experiences of life. And that's where it came from. And so, you know, there's, for example, intuition is, it's funny, most people don't realize this, but entrepreneurs are some of the most intuitive people out there. And the reason for that is because when you're an entrepreneur, you're dealing with extreme levels of complexity, especially if you've got a large company, and you're faced with decisions that have a huge amount of factors and might involve billions of people. And so it's really hard to assess with the rational mind what's going on there. And so entrepreneurs often get really good at using their intuition. And some of the most successful entrepreneurs of all times, like Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos, and many others, have come out and publicly said that intuition is one of their greatest skills and tools. And so what we basically help people do is to develop that, among everything else we've talked about here and quite a bit more, to a level of mastery where it can be as reliable as thinking really hard about something or planning really hard. And that's the thing that's a hurdle that people have to get over when they're coming into this space, is that, you know, it's nonlinear. So if you're used to rational analysis and analyzing things and just, you know, wringing your hands about everything all the time, this is a different way of operating. So you're going to have to get used to that. But once people make the leap, they never go back, because it's so much more fulfilling. You tend to experience far more success, and it's much more fun and effortless when you do it like we talked about.
And that's the thing too, is so many people may operate from intuition but don't really understand it, so they have limited success with it. But once you break down the mechanics and you understand how all of it works, it becomes one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal.
And my mind went to the people around us, because when you mentioned entrepreneurs, a lot of times people around entrepreneurs don't see what they see. And so there could be naysaying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I mean, that's a problem for everybody, but especially entrepreneurs, because they tend to be more risk tolerant and do things that are outside of the box. You know, most people see a problem and they go, dang, that really upsets me. An entrepreneur sees a problem and goes, all right, I'm going to figure out how to solve this. And sometimes they're really hard problems that take a long time, you know. So entrepreneurs, I mean, we work with all kinds of people, students, teachers, parents, entrepreneurs, you know, you name it, we've seen it all. But entrepreneurs tend to be more open-minded, because they have to be in a solutions-oriented mindset in order to do what they do. And so that tends to lend itself better to what we do. If someone's really closed-minded, you know, it can be a bit more challenging, because they cling to what they think they know.
And the thing is, when you're operating from this place, you are operating from such a different worldview than the majority of the world. And so you'll often encounter naysayers, because people aren't, you know, seeing things from the same level of awareness. And so it can often bring people to their growth edges and face some of those fears as they're growing and changing, and other people around them don't really get it. So, you know, it's just showing more places that there are for healing.
Yeah, and I'll quote, for better or for worse, Warren Buffett. I believe one of his famous quotes is, you know, buy when there's blood in the streets and sell when people are euphoric. And so here's one of the arguably the most successful investor of all time, super wealthy, and, you know, he's giving contrarian advice and basically saying, you know, don't follow the herd. And so, you know, there's a lot of evidence and patterns that show themselves when you kind of go to the people who have bent reality the most. And so that's what we think is fascinating.
And as we're getting ready to wrap up here, it does remind me, Jackie, of something that you said, I think, during our conversation prior, that you start to look at the people around you or what's happening around you, and that also informs whether you're in flow, right?
Yeah, you get to use your reality as a feedback mechanism to show you where your beliefs may or may not be in alignment. And you get to course correct. So, you know, you get to be at cause in life rather than at effect.
Nice. Is there anything you want to add to that, Justin, as we're either of you, as we're bringing our conversation to a close for today?
No, I think Jackie nailed it. And, you know, I guess the last thing I'll say is, like, so we ultimately did talk about three keys today. So really, you know, expanding your mindset into the realm of infinite possibility. You know, we started to talk about intuition and inner flow. And there's more to living in flow than just these three things, but these are three very important and key elements. And so, you know, when we only have a limited time, we like to harp on these to get people, you know, in this world a bit.
Well. The time was limited because I just didn't realize that it would have been possible to go on and on and on. But I will envision that as well. And of course, people can envision that and actually experience that by taking one of your courses. And they can learn more about those at flowconsciousnessinstitute.com. Thank you so much. I love this conversation. I really enjoyed how you two shared it.
Thanks
so
much.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great questions. Thanks for everything.
Justin Fairman and Jackie Nechtel of flowconsciousnessinstitute.com. What a pleasure. Thank you so much. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Angel, and I live in Los Angeles and have asked you for help several times in the past. Until recently, thanks to the workshop you taught, I have been upbeat and excited about the future, and now I am filled with fear, worry, and doubt about the craziness going on all over the world. I'm having difficulty sleeping and have gained weight due to stress and overeating. Our city is going into lockdown again for at least 3 weeks, and I just don't know how I can cope with the insanity. I know you live in Los Angeles, too, and wonder how you manage to maintain good health and a sense of humor during these troubling times. Please share with me some things I can do to get out of my depression and tell me how I can stop worrying almost all of the time.
Dear Angel, let's remember that what we focus on expands. And yes, these are challenging times, and I feel that we are bombarded on TV and social media with so much negativity that so many people are now worrying almost all day and all night. As I have said so many times, fear, worry, and doubt are choices that we really don't want to focus on. What is going on in the world concerns me to the point that I spend my time on finding the good to focus on. I believe worry leads to fear and anxiety. However, by choosing to be concerned instead of worrying, this allows me to look for solutions instead of staying in a constant state of fear and anxiety. I'm fortunate to have many friends who have chosen concern over fear, and we talk and email one another with solutions to each day's challenges. We share jokes and laughter and talk to one another as often as possible. This has become even more important during this time of isolation and lockdown. We pray together, thanking God for solutions to our present situations. Prayer is very powerful, and the more people you can pray with, the sooner you will get the results you seek. There are many prayer groups online, and you can also create one of your own with the people you love and who are willing to take positive action during these interesting times. And you can always call me for a Skype session when you feel totally overwhelmed. I look forward to you getting back your joy and ability to sleep at night. You're powerful, dear friend, and I know that if you choose to focus on the good in your life, you will feel much better very quickly.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Yosef, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, Yosefina Silveira, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio. This is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, and our musical guest is a singer-songwriter. She's also an Argentinian actress. We welcome Yosefina Silveira on the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much, Filippo, for having me right here. Thank you.
What a pleasure, and a thank you to Julian Miranda for introducing.
Yes, Julian. So sweet of you. Thank you.
He's great. I listened to your music and I thought, well, wait a minute. She said to me she's never been interviewed before. I'm like, how is this possible? Have you heard yourself? Oh, my goodness. People need to hear you. And then I saw all these pictures of you all over in this tabloid. And I'm like, wait a minute. Who is she?
Oh my god, exactly, tabloids. Yes, thank you for
noticing. I know.
Well, I know. First of all, thank you, Filippo, for searching my name. Yes, I never been interviewed before in English. I missed that part of this. Is the first time I have an interview in English, which is my second language. So, hi.
Hi. And you're doing great.
Thank you so much. Yes, so I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and as you can see, I was around the tabloids because I was part of a show in Argentina, a music show. It was like a kind of like an American Idol from Buenos Aires, and then probably because you saw me dating my ex-boyfriend, who is a famous actor in Argentina. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Besides that. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed listening to so much of what I was able to hear of your music, and I know that there's more coming. And you really only just started a couple years ago releasing your own, right?
Oh, well, thank you. And yes, I released my very first single, Geisha, in 2018. And then after that, right after that, I released Otra Vez, which is my second song. I've been always writing and songwriting, you know. I've been always, since I was like 9 years old, I remember writing in my room by myself. And then I started performing. When I was literally 17, I started performing with my cover band, and it was so much fun. It was such a great experience. And then right after that, I started performing as a background vocalist for Luciano Pereira and Lali and Axel, which are super, super talented artists from Argentina. And that gave me a lot of experience and a lot of, yeah, it was a beautiful time. And of course, I wanted to start writing my own music because I was so used to perform covers, which I love and I still love to do. I still love to perform Whitney Houston. I still love to perform Beyonce. Those are my, you know, my main my main artist, which I look up to. And then, but then, of course, when I started writing my own music and I released my first single, Geisha, I found out that it's, of course, it's just a whole other world, you know, being able to express yourself and talk about your own experiences and just being vulnerable about it and being honest about it. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of covering Whitney Houston, we have put up on our website you singing I Have Nothing. And you covering that song, and wow, that was done live. More power to you. And I know it's interesting because, of course, our producers and Mark, Dorothy, and myself, we all heard the music before we even connected with you. And then we, of course, you came highly recommended. And then I connected with you and spoke, and you are lovely, very lovely.
Thank you.
And
so
then
much.
Go online afterwards and see all these pictures and all that. And when I said the tabloids, you said, yes, yes, the tabloids. And it's interesting how, you know, I know you're only going to sing one song for us now and hopefully someday more. But so I'm taking in a little extra time because you seem so grounded and so honest and sincere and all that. And I don't know that that's what all the publications were necessarily focused on.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, thank you so much. Every word you're saying, it's super. I really appreciate it. Well, I mean, of course it caught me like off guard, all of that. I wasn't expecting the tabloids and everything that happened to me. Which was, of course, it was a very powerful experience. My mom, she is an actress, and my dad, he is an actor. They both sing, and they're both super talented, and they actually were pretty like big in Argentina. So I was kind of like, how do you say it? You know, used to being around actors, actresses, so it was not a big deal. But then when they start to talk about your personal life, ooh,
yes,
Jesus Christ. So that, and as you, I mean, I am a very sensitive and vulnerable human being, and that's where I find music being my own like therapist, you know. That's why I use music to communicate and to literally to you know, as my therapist. And it's like a therapy for me, writing. And actually, Geisha, I wrote Geisha in the middle of all of those tabloids you were reading. So it was a very how do you say it, I learned a lot from that experience. That relationship itself was not the happiest relationship. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little too deep here, but yeah.
Oh no, we've been deep all the whole show.
It was so interesting. That's why I'm just free and just being a deep as hell.
And I know you get all this, and it's why I'm going there. It's okay, we don't have to go there more. You've already said so much. And I know you're gonna say more in your song, and we'd really love to hear it. And I have to say that I know you have an English album coming out in December, so we'll want people to follow you on Instagram and on Spotify and all that to learn more about that. But we're excited that we're going to get to showcase you singing in Spanish this piece. Which song are you going to do?
This is Geisha, the song I was just talking about.
Yes.
Here he goes. I hope you like it.
Well, okay. So, you know what? Since it is in Spanish, give us just a couple sentences of the meaning behind it.
Hey, just a couple. I'm going to try to be short. Well, of course, Geisha, for me, it's how it talks about how I felt in that relationship, meaning I felt it was a pretty toxic relationship, but not always the bad is bad. You know, it's I know it sounds like a cliche, but really it made me the human being I am today. It made me face my fears, my demons and everything. So Geisha means for me is how I felt in that relationship, which was really I felt kind of trapped and I was not feeling loved and valued enough. So I was kind of like feeling his geisha.
Okay.
Yep. Well, here's
Josefina Silveira performing her song Geisha in Spanish live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition online.
Solo quiero que me mires bien de cerca, bien de cerca. Solo quiero que me mires bien de cerca. Necesito algo más que solo tu falsa manera de mostrarme ese intento de amor. Quiero que pases lento la mirada y encontrarnos perdidos solos en la cama. Volver el tiempo atrás. No te quiero olvidar y no quiero perder el tiempo. Mi amor, que no sea solo un recuerdo. Y no quiero perder el tiempo. Que no sea solo un recuerdo, que no sea solo un recuerdo. Amanece y la ropa tirada, nuestros cuerpos ya no sienten nada. Solo nos sostiene esta cama, y mundo entre los dos. Solo el miedo aparece cuando me acuerdo que no quiero estar lejos de mí, mi amor. Quiero que hagas todo eso que me dijiste que me podías hacer. Volver el tiempo atrás. No te quiero olvidar. No, y no quiero perder el tiempo. Mi amor. Que no sea solo un recuerdo. Que no sea solo un recuerdo. Y no quiero perder el tiempo. Mi amor. Que no sea solo un recuerdo. Que no sea solo un recuerdo. Solo quiero que me mires bien de cerca. Necesito que me mires bien de cerca. Todo lo que puedas y ya no me mientas. Ya sé. Sin respuesta voy a dejar de jugar a ser tu geisha. Liberarme de verdad, romper tus reglas. Libre. No quiero perder el tiempo. Oh, que no sea solo un recuerdo. Que no sea solo un recuerdo. No quiero perder el tiempo. Y quiero ser solo un recuerdo. No, oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Josefina.
Oh, Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Filippo. I'm really, really happy and honored to be here, to be part of this amazing show.
It's been our pleasure for sure. And can't wait for your music in English as well, as and the Spanish is so beautiful. So Josefina, so your Instagram is still Josefina and your last name, but it's going to be just Josefina?
It's going to be just Josefina. Well, my new music is coming on December. I don't have an exact date, but you, if you follow me on Instagram, which is Josefina Silveira, it's going to be on the page, so don't panic about the last name.
spell it. I'm going to spell it. It's Josefina. That's Josefina. I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
No, Silveira. That was perfect. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, and then Silv, like Victor, Eyra. So there it is.
Thank you so much. Yes.
What a pleasure. Looking forward to connecting in real life, getting to see you perform in real life.
Likewise.
More of your music to come.
Oh, thank you so much again, Filippo. Thank you so much. And thank you, Julian, if you're listening to this.
Indeed.
Yes. It was a pleasure.
So muchas gracias. And with that, a thank you as well to Justin and Jackie. This is the Life Changes Show, and we've come to the end of our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeure, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.